And he drew out the rule of 72 on a piece of sheetrock while we were having coffee one day. That changed my life.
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's really great to be here, and the weather's a little bit warmer here in Atlanta than it is Chicago, that's for sure. But we're going to go through a couple things today that I hope will kind of help you understand how simple our business really is. I'm going to take a few minutes and kind of tell you, step back a little bit to when I was 28 years old. And then I'm also going to talk a little bit about the importance of our six steps and how integral that's been in my business since the very, very beginning of my career here. But, you know, let's step back even further. In my teenage year, I've never been employed by anybody except for one individual, and that was my father. And I worked for him long enough to know that I never wanted to be employed by anybody ever in my life. So I left home at age 17. I moved about 6 hours south of where we lived in the Chicago area, and I started hiring myself out doing odd jobs. And long story short, I built a construction company that had about 24 employees and did commercial buildings, two-story commercial buildings and under. In 1979, I built a pool and spa company called Southern Comfort Pools and Spas in Southern Illinois. And I had those two businesses. They were running really well. And in 1982, I had a run-in with the fellow that was handling some of my investments. And he had put me into a particular investment for a college fund for my son. At that time, I only had one son. I have four children now, but six grandchildren. But he put me into an investment, and I noticed that this investment kept dropping and dropping. And I finally called him, and I said, Jeff, I said, what's going on with this investment you put me in? He said, oh, I got out of it about 2 months ago. I said, wait a minute, you're my broker. Why didn't you tell me? I build buildings, right? I do construction. I don't know the investment world. I said, you didn't tell me and you sold out. And he said, well, you're too difficult to deal with. He says, if you think you know so much, why don't you go get your own license and handle your own money? That was the very, very beginning of me thinking that I was going to get into this business, not for servicing other people and helping other people, but just better managing what I have been blessed with as far as the finances from my other businesses. After I had gotten involved with a company that was willing to sponsor me that wouldn't require me to be full-time, because we do know that most companies, to give you an opportunity to be in this vast world of finance, wants you to do what? Be full-time. You got to quit whatever you're doing. And that would be the last thing that I could go home and tell my wife back in, you know, 1982, that I was going to quit my businesses that were generating a six-figure income for me back in those days to go to work in the investment and insurance world. That would not have worked. So I found a individual, said, hey, we'll bring you on part-time. And I liked the sound of that. I got involved part-time. The first year, I put about 10, 12 hours a week in because I was already putting 50 hours a week in my other businesses, and I couldn't take away from those. And learned quite a bit. Within about 6 months, I had my own finances pretty much in order and on track, and I'd helped a few other people. And I made about $13,000. You know, back in those days, that's equivalent to probably about $30,000 today. The second year that I was in the business, I started putting a little bit more time in, about 14, 16 hours a week. But what really happened, which was remarkable, which I never really understood until that year, was that I had four other people that were friends of mine that wanted to get involved in the business too. And my income went from $13,000 to $45,000. By the time I was in our industry for 32 months, I was putting in about 18 to 20 hours a week, and my income was over $110,000 for a 12-month rolling period. That wasn't because of selling one big case or having one big deal, but that was just out there working, building a business, and also benefiting from the people that now were on my team. And at that point in time, I had 250 people on my team in my 32nd month in the business. So What made that particular business for me to be able to say today was easy to do when you divorce yourself from the commitment and the time? The fact that I went ahead and I listened to two individuals that covered two different things. One talked about the third-party referral system, how to build a business and never have to make a cold call. The other person talked about the art of making a sale, okay, and how that salespeople are, real salespeople are never referred to as salespeople because they're not selling, they're teaching, they're leading. And so with those two things combined, we went on and built our career. After being in the industry for 5 years, we sold out our other businesses, and we began building our financial services business, which was quite exciting. But one of the basic principles that we used was the six steps. Now, a lot of you are very familiar with the six steps. And let me step back 1 minute. One of the things that got me involved with an individual that gave me an opportunity to do this business on a part-time basis was an electrician that I gave 60% of his business to in a year's time. He used to be a math school teacher, and he shared with me after I'd started talking about what happened with this relationship with his broker, something called the Rule of 72. And he drew out the Rule of 72 on a piece of sheetrock while we were having coffee one day. That changed my life. Something clicked. And I won't go into that, because that can be a whole 30-minute story there talking about that situation. So Rule 72 is very key. The six steps are very, very key. I tell everybody that that is the backbone of our business. I don't care what you look like, what your age is, you know, what your clientele is, whether they're young, older, no money, a lot of money. Everybody hears the six steps. And I chose to use the six steps for two purposes. One, for prospecting for referral clients, right? And prospecting for referral associates as a dual prospecting tool for both clients and associates. When you go through the six steps and the way that I present myself, if I was initially sitting down with Noel, I would say to Noel, I said, Noel, I'm going to take you through our six steps. Our six steps are the key component of our business and what we do for people. First and foremost, I want to educate you in these areas. Now, there's six different areas. And with my experience, I have found most people generally only need help in two or three of these areas. But if you don't mind, I'm going to educate you on all six of these areas, because just like you, the areas you need help in, you know people that need help in those areas, but you probably also know some people that need help in areas that you don't. What have I just done? I have set Noel up for the fact that I'm going to expect some referrals. People say, well, when do you ask for referrals? You ask for referrals from the very beginning, but you don't ask for them in a way and anticipate somebody to get out a piece of paper and start writing down names, right? So we'll go through that process there. Then the next thing that I'll say before I start going through the six steps is that, you know, what we do for people is really remarkable. And our biggest problem as a company is that we just don't have enough messengers. And so as we go through this, I'd like you to also think of people that you think could be a good fit for our business to help us spread the message of these six principles. Fair enough? Sure, and you roll on. Now, at the very end, and I know I've only got a couple more minutes here, but I think it's very important to know that the end of a presentation, and I did this when I was 28 years old. By the way, that's 35 years ago. And I still do it today. People that I did some presentations with this week will tell you that this is exactly what I did. Sat down with one of my senior marketing directors and a couple that about a $20 million net worth here in the U.S., and I went through the six steps. The same thing that I would go through with a 26-year-old individual that's not married and doesn't have any money. So after you go through these six steps, at the very end, there's two questions that I ask. And the first one would be, Noel, if I can take some of the things that we discussed here and help you move from where you are to where you want to be financially, is there any reason you wouldn't do business with me? And Noel was going to say, of course not. Then my second question to you is going to be, if we get together and we go over the things we've reviewed and you do business with me, is there any reason that you wouldn't refer me to 6 or 8 people that could use my help? Okay, what have we done? We've totally closed for referrals, pulled myself. I have never ever made a cold call. I have built my entire business on referrals. Today I work with some 6 and 7 generation deep referrals over the years. That's the key to our business. Referrals are the lifeblood of our business, whether it's clients or whether it's associates. And if I had to make a cold call, I'd still be out bidding jobs on construction sites. And that's the truth of the matter. So appreciate the opportunity to be here today and talk with you. Looking forward to the next few hours and evening and some time tomorrow together.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.